Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king. Hello, hello, hello. Today, as you can see the title, I'm getting my breakthrough. God was talking to me about the breakthrough and some of the things that are needing to happen in the breakthrough. A lot of stuff that for me, when I was going through a situation, for me to actually get to the breakthrough, I had to do something continuously. And if I didn't do it, I find myself not reaching a breakthrough or seeing a breakthrough. And the enemy would, you know, really start talking, well, you're not going to get that breakthrough. You're not going to see that. That's just not going to happen for you. So blah, blah, blah. You know how the enemy starts talking to you. But God showed me something today. And he said, what if, you know, some of these things that I'm asking you to do, if you don't do them continuously, and to me, continuously means it has to be like your lifestyle. It has to be something that you're willing to do all the time, every time, no matter what the situation is. So what is it that God has, or what breakthrough that you need, and what is it that God has asked you to do for a period of time that you haven't seen a breakthrough? And so he showed me these scriptures, and, you know, I kind of laughed because I've read the scriptures, but he showed me something in the scriptures. In these two scriptures, he showed me something that was extremely important that I wasn't really paying attention to. The first one was Psalms 34:1. He said, Gerald, what if your praise is the key for your breakthrough? I was like, okay, God, I'm gonna praise my way through. He said, No. What if your praise is the key to your breakthrough? Because when you start looking at circumstances, you start looking at things that are happening, you see things around you, you see yourself, you know, in this storm, naturally, you don't want to praise. You kind of want to be mad or in your feelings or in whatever, because you really don't want to praise at that moment. So you're in a place where it's like, I don't want to praise. This is not what I want to praise. God, why is this happening? Why is this? So in Psalms 34:1, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. He highlighted continually. It's not, I'm going to praise him, you know, when everything is good. That's easy to do. You don't get endurance. You don't get the master key in the play and when things are good. But when these things are bad, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. All times. They go that word again. All times. So that means all times, in your good, your bad, your sad, your ugly, your ups, your downs, whatever it may be. All times is all times. And then it says his praises. So when you in a bad time, you still got to praise. When things ain't going the way you want them to go, you still got to praise. It says his praise shall continually to be in my mouth. Can you praise God? Can you literally praise God when your circumstances look like they dead? When you look at your situation and your situation hasn't moved in a decade. It doesn't even matter. It says continually. You don't stop. Continually means you going until he says, well done, my good and faithful servant. But we put a time limit on God. I've been doing this way too long. They ain't changing. The situation ain't changing. Why should I keep doing this? It just said in the first words, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. All times. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually to be in my mouth. Is a praise in your mouth? When things are happening around you and it does not look good, do you have the ability to praise? Yesterday it was, can the Lord trust you? Can he trust you to have a praise in your mouth? Can he trust you to bless him at all times? Can he trust you? Because if you're trying to get your breakthrough and your breakthrough is hinging on your continually, then if you ain't seeing a breakthrough, check and see if you're doing what God says continually. Check to see if you praising him continuously. See if you doing, you blessing the Lord at all times. Because he showed me this, I was like, oh my God. When I get in my feelings, oh, I don't want to praise God. But let me tell you what he showed me. He's like, I can't sing. But I go and find me a song that I know that blesses me. I know a song that changes my mentality. It changes me. It makes the hairs come up on my skin. And so when I feel that song takes me out of my depression. It takes me out of my hurt. It takes me out of my pain. It takes me out of that place. And now I can get into a worship place. Now I can get into a praise place. Now I'm able to gather myself. And now as I'm gathering myself, now I'm okay, God. I'm up out of this funk. I'm up out of this bad place. I'm up out of this fleshly place. Now I'm okay. Let me operate in this praise. Let me just start praising him. I don't care if you gotta praise all day long. Listen, you want a breakthrough, especially if you're talking about your health, especially if you're talking about your marriage, especially if you're talking about your finances, especially if you talk about your children. You talking about breakthroughs? You want a breakthrough. You ain't just sitting there playing around. You've been crying for a breakthrough. And here's the thing. Check to see if you've been actually working in and working in a continuously. Because this in Psalms 34 and 1, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. All times. What does all look like? All. That means in every one of your situations, your situation does not look, your situation doesn't even matter. Whatever. It doesn't even matter to God about what you think your breakthrough is or what you're going through. That don't even matter. All he asking you right now is, are you blessing the Lord? Are you blessing the Lord at all times? His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Come on, that was David saying that, because he know he had messed up sometimes, right? And so then he gave me 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, and I'm going to read this out of the NIV. It says, rejoice always. Man, can you rejoice always? Can you rejoice when things are crumbling around you? Can you rejoice in the midst of a storm? Can you rejoice when someone has hurt you and made you mad and frustrated you? Can you rejoice in that? And then it says, pray continuously, giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. My God, I was like, what? Like, what? So think about your situation and your circumstance. The worst it is when God can do his best. But it has a requirement. Rejoice always. Pray continually. In the last thing, it says, his praises shall continually be in my mouth. In 1 Thessalonians, it says, pray continuously, giving thanks in all circumstances. So here we go again. In the first verse I gave you, it had all and continuously. In this verse, it has continuously, and all. Both of them, we're talking about a breakthrough. You're talking about you need a major breakthrough, like a major breakthrough. You hear what I'm saying? A major breakthrough. Listen. Stop all that crying. Stop all that whining. Stop all of that stuff. And let's just check right now and say if I'm if if I'm blessing the Lord at all times, and I'm his praises continually to be in my mouth. Am I blessing the Lord? Am I? Because this thing come out the mouth. So you actually got to say something. You got to actually do something. Rejoice always. That means that's an act. You rejoicing. You happy. You just, you know, it don't even matter what your circumstances look like. You just going to rejoice always. You know why? Because you've been praying continuously, giving thanks in all circumstances. That's why you can rejoice always, because you've been praying continuously. You've been giving thanks in all circumstances because you understand that this is God's will for your life. People say, oh, God wouldn't have me going through that. Man, God is trying to show you something. God is trying to teach you something. He's trying to give you some consistency. Listen, man, I was a knucklehead. It took me a long time to get some consistency. I was never consistent about doing anything. If it didn't work in the next hour, I wasn't doing it again. If I prayed and the prayer didn't work, I wasn't doing it again. If he asked me to fast one day, I wasn't doing it again. If weight wasn't falling off, I wasn't doing it again. How many times have you got it? You said the first of the year, I'm gonna get on this weight program, and all of a sudden, you know, by week two or week one, you didn't lose a pound or two. Then you bought all of that stuff, and now you ain't using it no more. You're not working in a continuous place. So you can't tell me if your situation in your marriage, situation on your job, situation in your finances, situation in your health, situation, whatever that situation is that's looking really, 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 really bad. Come on now. We got to check it. And I'm sitting here, I'm talking to myself. Once again, I'm at myself also, and I got to make sure that I'm continuously praising God. I don't care what my situation look like. I don't care how my body feel. I don't care what my mind say. I don't care what someone else is talking about. I don't care whatever they people are saying, I'm going to praise God. That I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. And then I'm going to rejoice always. I'm going to pray continuously. All and continuously. You have to look at yourself and say, am I praying always? Am I consistently doing this? Can I do this continuously? Because here I am looking for a breakthrough. Here I am asking for a breakthrough. And God is saying, man, you ain't even consistent in coming to me with this. You ain't consistent in praying. You only praying when the situation is bad. You only praying when the situation is unbearable. But you ain't praying always. You ain't praying consistently. You ain't praising always. You want to praise when you got a praise report. You want to praise when things are hokey, you know, hunky dory. Everything is good. Do you praise him when things are horrible? Do you praise him when someone has misused you? Do you praise him? I mean, come on. I understand your human body is saying, man, you crazy as I don't know what. Man, why would I want to be rejoiceful in a bad situation? You know why? Because someone is looking at you, and if they can see you rejoicing in a bad situation, then God sees it too. And so if God is seeing that you continuously doing this, you're talking about a breakthrough. You're looking for a breakthrough. Today, you're going to get your breakthrough. Today, you're going to check yourself and check myself. I check myself. Check myself and you check yourself to see if we continuously praising. If we giving God, you know, is the Lord's. Are we blessing the Lord at all times? And his praises continually being in our mouth. Are we rejoicing always? Are we praying continuously, giving thanks in all circumstances, giving thanks in all circumstances? Father, I thank you for me coming out of my situation. I thank you for restoring it. I thank you. I mean, in the midst of it, he says, call those things that be not as though they were. Are you calling those things that be not as though they were? Are you asking for a major breakthrough, but you ain't willing to be consistent and actually praising him and thanking him for the situation that he's done? Come on. But you want a major breakthrough. You asking for a major breakthrough. You're asking for a breakthrough. But God is just asking for a simple thing. Can I get an all and a continuously? Can I get an all? I mean, can I get an all? Can I get you to do this consistently? Can you be consistent in just praying for me? Just pray. Matter of fact, hold on. Can you just be consistent in thanking me? Thanking me for the day that I've opened your eyes to see another day. Thank me. Thank you. Thank you for opportunity to breathe the air that I've allowed you to. Thank you for being able to think properly, to be able to open your mouth, to have your five senses, to have your family, to have it. Being thankful for these little things. We don't even raise up. Man, I'm like, God, really? I had to repent. Cause I had to think about, man, I'm thanking God for all of this major stuff, but I ain't even thanking him for this little stuff that he does every single day. Not even thanking him for, this is the day that the Lord has made. There you go. I will rejoice and be glad in it. It says rejoice always. If you say, thank Father, I'm thank you for the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. It will remind you to rejoice always. There's a place of rejoicing right there because you actually get to see another day that the Lord has made. But your mind and your circumstances will tell you, oh my God, here go another day. My God, you don't understand my circumstances. When you start talking like that, man, you already defeated. You already saying that I'm so far away from my breakthrough. I don't even want my breakthrough. It ain't even worth the fight to get to my breakthrough. It's not even, it's like you giving up on your fight to get to the breakthrough. You at the dog, you here we are. God's giving you some requirements to get this breakthrough. And all he asking you for some simple stuff. This is some simple stuff because all he's asking you, yeah, well, I'm saying it's simple, but if you look at your circumstances always, you got your mind focused on your circumstances, but you ain't got your mind focused on what you know you saying that your God is able to do, because you'll bust out and say, God is able. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. God is able. God is able. We'll say that all day long. But when we start looking at the circumstances long enough, then you start saying, you forget about God is able. Because if you believe God is able, that means you'll bless the Lord at all times. His praises will continually to be in your mouth. If you believe that God is able to do it, and you believe God is able to restore, you believe God is able to heal, you believe God is able to move mountains, you believe God is able to do something, then it tells you, then it says, then you should be blessing the Lord at all times. The praises. I mean, I'm praising God, bro. Lord, I praise you now for the mountain being moved. I praise you now. I'm praising you ahead of time. I'm depositing praises. Y'all better catch that one right there. I'm depositing praises. I'm depositing thank yous. Deposit the prayers. I mean, you deposit more in, then you can pull more out. But what are you putting in? You trying to get more out of the bank than you even put in the bank. You trying to get more out of God than you even put into God. How's that work? How do you feel like that work? That ain't continue. It says continuously put money in, continuously to pray, continuously to rejoice. Continuously. I mean, it's like a continuous thing. It means it don't mean I'm going to do it today and not do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it this week. And if it don't work this week, it's an ultimatum. God, if you don't do it this week, I ain't doing this no more. Man, I'm telling you something I did. I'm like, bro, God, I ain't doing this no more. I'm done. It's a wrap for me. I'm not even praying no more. I'm not blessing you no more. I'm not going to do any of that stuff because I don't see no change. You been in that situation? You've been looking at your marriage, or you've been looking at your finances. You've been looking at your health. You've been dealing with a health issue for a long time. You know, it's matter of fact, we talking about, it's generational. You know what I'm saying? We blood pressure, you know, cancer, heart problems, strokes, all of these things that's, you know, happening in your family, you know, from generation. And God is saying, can I get one of y'all to be a generational curse breaker? Here's the requirement. I need you to continuously pray. I need you to continuously praise me for your healing. I mean, I praise you. Praise me like I'm like it's already done. Start thanking me like it's already done. Listen, this is that place. Make a deposit, please. Make a deposit. Can we do that? Let's make a deposit. Let's practice continuously making a deposit, because if you work, I promise you, if you work, you work on a job, when payday comes, I promise you, you waiting on that deposit. You waiting on that check. I bet you that. So here's the same thing. Let's put some deposits in for your breakthrough. You looking for a breakthrough. That's your paycheck. You looking for your breakthrough in your finances. You looking for a breakthrough in your health. You're looking for a breakthrough in your family. You're looking for a breakthrough in your marriage. But are we consistent? Are you consistent? If you're looking for this, are you consistent in doing it? Because if you ain't consistent in doing it, why you even asking? Why are you even thinking that you should get this? Because I'm looking at a scripture that tells me that if I will bless the Lord, David said, I will bless the Lord all times. Once again, all is all. It's continuously. Matter of fact, it's in that same all. And then you got continually, it says, his praises shall continually be in my mouth. In my mouth. Not the next person praising for me. It got to be in my mouth. I got to open up my mouth and I got to praise God. I got to open up my mouth and I got to say something. My mouth, Gerald, your mouth. I need you to praise me. I need you to continue to praise me. I need you to praise me when you don't feel good. I need you to praise me when things are bad. I need you to praise me when things are good. I need you to praise me when you're feeling good. I need you to praise me at all times. I mean all times. Now I want you to rejoice. Not only do I want you to praise me, but I want you to rejoice always. Not only I want you to praise me, not only I want you to bless me, and not only do I want you to rejoice, but I want you to pray always. I want you to give thanks. Come on. In all circumstances, 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. I read it out of the NIV. It says, rejoice always. That's one. Pray continuously. Two, give thanks in all circumstances. Three, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Bless the Lord at all times. Praises continually being in your mouth. Rejoice always. Pray continuously. Giving thanks in all circumstances. Five requirements right there. That was just five. That was five for your breakthrough. Which one of these aren't you doing? Because this is what he showed me. And so, obviously, someone needed the five keys to get into the vault that they need for a breakthrough. One of them might be for health. One of them might be for your finances. One of them might be for your legacy. One of them might be for your job. One of them might be for your marriage. Who knows? I don't know what your situation is. But what if one of those things are the master key to you getting your breakthrough? Listen, today is the day you get your breakthrough. You need to find out and check yourself and see where you are. Where you are. Because, this morning was that day. I'm like, God, I get in the car and I put on praise music and I praise God and I get it into my soul. I get it into my soul. And then he says, turn it off. Now I want to talk. Because if I get into my praise, I understand that that's a place where God, I get that open and my spirit gets open. And then God says, turn it off. And then he can start downloading, showing me things that I need to talk about, things that I need to work on, things that I need to see, the things that he's tries to expose, things that someone might need. Listen, some stuff I listen to it. I hear God telling me and he gives it to me. And I understand that he wants me to digest it first. He wants me to check myself first. And then he says, I want you to go on. I want you to talk about it. I'm telling you, it might not be for you today. It might not be for you today. But for somebody, it's a push. For somebody, it's a breakthrough. For somebody, it's a nugget. For somebody, it propels them into a new place. It stops them from quitting. It stops them from stop trying. You know what I'm saying? So if this fits you, come on, y'all. If this motivates you, I pray that it does. Cause this, listen, I only come on and do what God says do. I listen. Today is that day, man, that we all need a breakthrough. I need breakthroughs. My wife need breakthroughs. You need breakthroughs. This nation need a breakthrough. Who is praying continuously for the nation? Are we praising God for the healing of our nation? Well, are we praising him? Are we giving enough praises that if everybody around, we just start praising God and thanking God for healing our country, healing our nation, healing the rift that is going through our nation. If we start praising God and we start, we continuously do it. We don't just do it because we want to see an instant thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, let's be fervent about this thing. Let it be consistent about this thing. And listen, one sends 1,000, 2, 10,000. Just imagine if the whole country, the whole nation come together and we say, let's just pray. And I'm talking about that we're going to pray on one day. Today is the day of prayer. No, every day is a day of prayer. Every day you get up, let's start declaring and decreeing that God is healing not only myself, but start healing. Put prayers out for somebody else. Start praying for somebody else's marriage. Start praying for the marriages in the world. Start praying for finances, somebody else's finances. Listen, when you start praying for other people, God sees something totally different. You start praying for other marriages. You start praying for other people's finances. You start praying for other people's health. You start praying. You start putting in the deposits. The deposits, not only the deposits for yourself, but the deposits for others. And here's what the enemy is saying. You're gonna go and pray for them and they're going to get a healing and then you can't. Man, that's not your job. That's not what you worried about. You just doing what God told you to do. And if you continuously do what God tells you to do, God got you. Because if you say God is able to do exceedingly abundantly, and God is able to heal you, God is able to restore you, God is able to bless you, God is able to show you favor. And if you saying those things and you declaring those things and you believe in those things and you saying those things continuously, why wouldn't the Father that the Father deliver that to his child? That's come on, man. Come on. So today is the day that you realize that you're getting your breakthrough. So today, the declaration is, I got my breakthrough. The devil can't, listen, today is the day that the Lord has made, and he's trying to give you the keys for your breakthrough. Take the keys for your breakthrough. Take the keys for your breakthrough. I'm going to read them again. Psalms 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. The next one is 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 NIV. Rejoice always. Pray continuously, giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. There you go. Once again, I'm going to give it to you. Blessing the Lord at all times is one. Praises shall continually be in your mouth is two. Rejoice always is three. Praying continuously is four. Giving thanks in all circumstances is five. Five. Just take those five and let's evaluate what we're doing. Just those five and evaluate what we're doing. That's it. Just take those five and just look at yourself. I don't care if you look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, am I blessing the Lord at all times? Have I blessed the Lord? Let's just take today. Have I blessed the Lord today at all times? It's 10 o'clock somewhere and 9 o'clock somewhere and 7 and 6 o'clock somewhere. So it's different times all around the world. But today is the day that we checking to see if that we're blessing the Lord at all times. His praises continually to be in your mouth, that you're rejoicing always, that you're praying continuously. You're giving thanks in all circumstances. Let me tell you something. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. That rejoicing always, praying continuously, and giving thanks in all circumstances is huge. Not saying blessing the Lord at all times and praises shall continue to be in my mouth. It's not important because they're all important. But when you start talking about rejoicing always and praying continuously, because when things ain't good and things ain't the way it's supposed to be, you ain't trying to rejoice, and you definitely ain't trying to pray always, and you really ain't giving thanks because you feel like you don't have anything to give thanks for, because everything is horrible, because your mind is focused on the horrible and not focused on the day that the God has made, the day that you don't open your eyes, the day that you actually have time to breathe, the day that you can open your mouth and start declaring and saying something totally different, the day that your heart is continuously beating and it hadn't stopped. But your mind is focused on all this negative stuff. Today is the day to get your mind off of the negative, and let's get your mind on, let me bless the Lord at all times. Let me praise him at all. Let his praises continue to be in my mouth. I'm going to praise him when it's good, and I'm going to praise him when it's bad. I'm going to praise him when I'm up, and I'm going to praise him when I'm down. Listen, this is that place. I'm going to rejoice in the midst of a storm. When someone sees me and they know my circumstances is all jacked up and all bad, and I'm rejoicing, listen, that blesses them. This ain't about you. This blesses them. This is about God getting the glory. And if God ain't getting the glory, then we doing this wrong. We doing this wrong. This is about God getting the glory. When you get a breakthrough, it's about God getting the glory, because you couldn't have done it on your own. Because if you could do it on your own, you'll be doing it all time. Just telling you. So now, today you got your breakthrough. Thank you for joining me. I pray that this motivates you. I thank you. I pray that it encourages you. I pray that it has put you in a different place today, that when you walk through your day, you got a better understanding. You got a better mindset. You got a better heart posture now, that you're going to walk through this day with a little bit more authority, with a little bit more fire, with a little bit more praise on your voice, that you got a pep in your step. That's right. You don't even walk the same no more. You don't see the same. You don't hear the same. You don't speak the same. Everything is getting ready to change, because now you understand that your life, this is about a lifestyle. This ain't about a moment. This is about a lifestyle. You got to change your lifestyle. Christianity is about a lifestyle change. It ain't about a compromising change. One minute I'm going to live this way, I'm going to do it this way, I'm going to pray this way, I'm going to sound this way, I'm going to praise this when I feel good or when I feel like it. It ain't that. This is not that. It's either you're going to make your decision and make your mind up that this is how I'm going to do it, then this is how you're going to do it. This is how you got. I had to come to that conclusion. My wife was just there. She said, babe, you just can't do this halftime. This is not a halftime game. This is not a one day I'm going to do it this way, and then the next day, you know, I'm going to live the world. You can't do that. This is not that. This is not that. You got to change your whole lifestyle. This is a lifestyle change. And we're trying to do this thing in just a mindset. My mindset, I'm changing, but your action ain't changing. So let's change every aspect of our life. And let's start with, are we blessing the Lord? Are we praising? Is praises always in our mouth? Are we rejoicing always? Are we praying continuously? Are we giving thanks to God in all circumstances? All means all. I don't care. Don't tell me about your situation. Don't tell me about why it's bad. I hear you, God. I hear you, God. Now he's going to say, you're going to tell me about a situation, and the thing that I'm going to say is, are you rejoicing always, are you praying continuously, and are you giving thanks? That's it. Because it says, in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you, then, hey, this is God's will for you to be rejoicing always, praying continuously, and giving thanks. Because if you're not, you're setting yourself up for the bad circumstances, for them things that are happening in your life. But God is trying to give you a key, and trying to give you the resources to change the circumstances, change the dynamics of your situation. This not about just staying in this one place, but God is trying to change you and change your lifestyle in the way that he wants it to be, because he's totally making us. This is my lifestyle change. We have to totally lean, rely, and trust in God in everything that we do. Everything, all things. All circumstances, continuously. That's the lifestyle that had to change. And it took me a long time to get there. And I pray that today is the day that your lifestyle changes, that your mind changes, that your heart changes, that everything about you changes for the glory of God. All right? Y'all be blessed and y'all have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.